And when you hear that, it's Boom Boom Time on CKUT 90.3 FM with Sister P Storm and the Angel, Sister P. Yeah, yeah. I'm waiting for Sister P to call in and give us her introduction of the show. Maybe she's running a little late. But guess what? The show continues. This is Boom Boom Time on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your boy, Ronnie G. I'm the guy who push up the slides. Sister P is the host. And guess what? We're going to get into some music in the meantime. All right. Here we go. We're going to be introducing some Bajan music this week on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Rub it on me again. more, give you one more, give you one more. Ah, baby, don't leave the dance floor. No, 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 not at all. We don't want to leave the dance hall. Well, if you want the thing, I'll tell you, come for the thing. If you like the thing, I'll tell you, come for the thing. If you must have the thing, then come for the thing. If you really want the thing, I'll tell you, come for the thing. Yes, yes, yes. Since you put dub music inside your soca, you started confusion. We don't want to leave the dance hall, 'cause
what I tell ya.
KUT 90.3 AM, 90.3 FM, not AM, FM. This is your boy Ronnie G, Boom Boom Time. Waiting for my sister P, and Storm and Angel on a Sunday evening in Montreal. It's about minus 7 degrees in Montreal. It's a beautiful day, actually. Not too cold, not too crisp outside. You know, it's nice weather, actually. This is Montreal weather. And I believe on Wednesday, we'll be getting some snow in Montreal. Good for the skiers. Anyway, this is the Bajan Invasion. Today, I'm playing some Bajan music. And I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
That's what I'm talking about. That's nice. I like that. Do you have any drums? Do you have drums? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I need a rhythm now.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
I like that.
Or CKUT.ca.
Yeah, I like that. You got more rhythm? That's nice. Keep it in. That's what you call the mix. Oh, you had more rhythm. Oh, I didn't know that. You were trying to trick me, weren't you? Yeah. I like that. Lord, I like that. Give me some brass. You got brass? You got brass? Give me some brass. Ow! Yes!
It's the Bajan Invasion.
Oh. Lord, give me a mix. Just give me a mix. That's nice. Keep it right there. God, I feel so niggerable. Did you hear those girls? Then why don't you give me? Take me one more time. Take me to the bridge.
CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Mr. McFingal. Y'all know Mr. McFingal. We'll be touching a little bit of Mr. McFingal in about two more tunes that's coming up. In the meantime, we're going to get a little more quicker. The pace is going to quicken up a bit. Oh, yeah. Sister P, yep.
Well, you know, when you hear all them niceness, that you're locked into Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies, old steel pan, old calypso, old soca, old R&B, soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. I am Sister P on this dampy, dampy day. Mr. Greenwich, are you there?
Yes, Sister P, I'm here. You got caught outside in the snow, I guess. Hello? Lost you, Sister P? The connection is a little bad.
Well, not even daily walk. It's kind of weekly now, depending.
Yeah, your signal is breaking up, Sister P.
That's how we walk, right?
Right.
Okay, you can hear him now?
Yeah, it's a little better now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We're supposed to take daily walks, but, you know, it all depends on the weather.
Right.
And did you stay glued to your TV this week?
I was more glued to the kitchen and getting, a play-by-play with a little calling me every five seconds and let me know what's happening.
That so was, you didn't see any of the visuals?
I saw after everything happened, you know, with all the replays and all the gurus giving their bits and all that stuff.
Well, that came in to me just like September 11th, where I was sound asleep.
Mm-hmm.
The angel called me because I was on assignment out of town.
Oh, okay.
And when I turn on the TV, I see in this chaos, And by the time you know, you have to rub your eye 2 times.
Right.
And I said, what's going on? And then he telling me, what is what? And I said, nah. But where is the police? Where is the police? What is... So, you know, just shock.
Mm.
Like, anyway, it's over now. But we'll see what's going to happen. I'm telling you, my cable, I'm paying them first. Nobody not getting nothing from me but cable. Just until the 25th of January. You're laughing. Hey.
Hey, Pat, you know something? The funny thing about it, I think this was all planned, because when you had the Black Lives Matter protests, you had helicopters, you had this, you had that. I saw even pictures where cops are actually opening the gate for protesters to come in. You know, not inside the house, but the gate actually. So this is all planned.
Listen, when I said, but where's the helicopter? But what is this? This would be just, what is this, you know? And oh boy, but I like the fact that they're catching them one by one. Chop them one by one, galang boy. Chop them 2 by 2, galang boy. Fur boy is my favorite. I don't care. Fur boy is my poster boy, right? He have the little bullhorn on his head. He paint up his face. And then he have a little fur thing and a little... I don't know if it's, somebody said it was a chest piece tattooed to his belly.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it was wonderful. I mean, it was great TV except for the loss of life. And then when they're talking to people, well, we were just there. We really weren't looking to cause no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's just people who were just intent. And the police had their guns drawn and
wow, look,
wow, you see, that's what, yes, it was a wow moment. But anyway, it made for great reading, and I read in everything. Nobody not confusing me, and I'm enjoying the mayhem. And I only pray that they don't mock up the people at their inauguration, because Kamala Harris deserves a good inauguration.
Well,
there's no parade and no this and no that, but you know, they deserve something good. They have a heck of a job in front of them.
Well, at least
these moments of history, you know.
Well, at least they control the Senate. But listen, this America, I should say, is in reverse right now. They're going back to into the 1817.
Yeah, I saw something.
They're in reverse right now. They're right now in reverse.
But last night, I saw something with Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, yeah, this is your America. This is the America that we know and see. North America, too. Like we call it plain North America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I hear some of the people on the CNN and what's that? MSNBC.
MSNBC.
Say, I'm shocked. My stomach is hurt. And I'm angry.
Outrage.
And I go, yes, and I go,
but
that's what we've been seeing. We get up like that every day.
Go
down. Carrying on like that. And, you know, like.
I'm telling you.
I mean, we don't know. And I don't even know when the age of consciousness that something wasn't right. Or this is, like, when did the blinders come off of me as a child, right? I don't even know that precise moment. I'm in a period of searching and going back and retrieving memories. But when did we realize that life was not fair? I think, when did we lose that moment of childhood? I don't know, but...
You know when I lose mine? I lost mine actually in Trinidad. I was about, before I came here between, I was 13, going on 14. And I remember I was very, very good in cricket, right? I was really advanced in my age. And I remember Queen's Park Oval. That's when it was controlled by Queen's Park. I think Queen's Park, actually, the club, still have some play in it. And our team, Barataria Ball Players, you know, we worked our way up to the big division. And we had to stay on the grass and had our, you know, tea break while the other guys was in the clubhouse. And that puzzled me as a child. I said, wow. You know, and then afterwards I came to North America and I started seeing things. You know, I started seeing things, subtle things, and you know, and I said, Well, guess what? America, this is your America, right? You had your trumpet blow it out for you, and finally it's here. So you can't hide behind, all the hypocrites can't hide behind the smoke screen anymore. You know?
They're out in the open.
They're out in the open. Mr. Cruz?
Yeah, ever since. There are some readings that I was reading in the Atlantic magazine, which is my magazine, one of them of choice. And it was writings by Martin Luther King Jr. And he talks exactly about that, that, you know, the Americas are different and that all the progressive change was easy to make. It was no big set of resources needed to share a lunch counter or share washrooms. But when America comes faced with having to spend the resources
right
to build better housing and, you know, dip into the 1%, if you will, then you're going to see the fight and the bacchanal. And that's what we saw. You know, angry white men, right? Or white people behaving badly, right? It's just all of it behaviors of entitlement. I want to see how the man leave in the place. I don't think he's going to wave them as they get into a helicopter, him and Marla. What's she name? She's not Marla. Marla was the other wife. Melena.
Yeah,
you know, get in the helicopter and head over to wherever. That ain't happening. But, look, let's take your bets. Let me know on the Boom Boom Time Facebook page, BHUM TYME. That's the Boom Boom Time Facebook page, on when you think the veil was lifted on your time of innocence as a young person. Right, when your eyes, you know, eyes wide open, right? So let us know, but we're not going to dwell on that today. Today we're going to play some music, some uplifting music, all right? But DJ Storm has to sing
very
happy
stormy
birthday.
Very stormy.
Yeah.
Where
yep, yep,
storm?
Yep. It's, where is Sister Storm? Sister Storm, you have a birthday to sing. Whose birthday are you singing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Uncle Muhammad. Happy birthday to you.
And she had me back the phone. Look, I go on. Run, play some music. He likes Sparrow and Kitchener. So somewhere in there, Toronto, Sparrow and Kitchener from Muhammad. I think he was a former king of the band.
Okay.
We also want to say happy belated birthday to Victor St. Martin, whose birthday was a couple days ago as well.
Right.
So, lots of birthdays.
Okay.
January. And just keep watching and reading, hoping and praying, writing and acting and doing a thing. I say, Give me a little music. Things that make you go, play the music.
Well, it's Sheila, Dinah, Rosita, and Clementina. From your corner, posing, that's your life and something that's heading. And if you catch them broken, you can't get them all for nothing. Don't make a run. The auntie's on a Sparrow table. Gina, Dinah, Rosita, and Clementina. From your corner, posing, that's your life and something that's heading. And if you catch them broken, you can't get them all for nothing. Don't make a run. Yankees gonna Sparrow take over. Well, if you're gentle feeling bad, no more Yankees in Trinidad.
Give us a close on the base for good. Them folks have to make out how they could. Yeah, brother, it's now they crack up in town. In for a penny and in for a pong. Leave me a competition. So, trouble in the tongue when the price broke up. Show me the bones of Jean and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina. Round the corner, frozen. That's your life, it's something that's their name. And if you catch them broke, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a run. The Yankees on a sparrow take over. Ah, Gina, Dina, Rosita, and Clementina. Round the corner, frozen. That's your life, is something they're selling. And if you catch them broken, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a run. The Yankees gonna sparrow take over. Think it's about it, so hear them cry. Plus I say, like the tongue in nice club is dry. Only West Indians like me or you go in to get a drink or two. Brother, we have things back in control. I'm seeking revenge in the heart and soul. When I spread this news around, it's the story of cavemen coming to town. Just to meet Miss Jean and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina. From the corner posing, but your life is something they're selling. And if you catch them broken, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a row. The Yankees gonna sparrow take over. Ah, Gina and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina. Rock the corner, frozen. Bet your life is something they're selling. And if you catch them broken, you can get it all for nothing. Don't make a row. The Yankees gonna sparrow take over.
Palang, 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 palang. You hear the guitar man holding his strap. bass man join in. This is how the song. Have to go to their test. That's a command, captain's request. And the players get beat because the arranger isn't making fun. As he have them repeating over and over, just a simple run. But the captain say we must continue. We go in all night, if it means we have to stay in the queue until the tune right.
Services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Westcan Folk Performing Company would like to wish you all the best for the new year.
2021 marks 40 years of Westcan promoting Caribbean culture in Canada and abroad, ensuring that it is passed down to the next generations.
On January 10th, 2021, the participants in the Afro-Caribbean Folklore in Quebec project will be featured in a digital presentation of Caribbean folk dance, music, and storytelling.
Join us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WestCanFolk, WESTCANFOLK, for the virtual release, January 10th, 2021, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's right. Come support Caribbean folk culture in Montreal.
Funded by the Department of Canadian Heritage, this is a CKUT co-presentation.
This
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the gouvernement of Quebec.
Okay, Sister P, you're on.
Well, I tell you, the time is 4:52 in Montreal, Canada, and we have a fabulous institution, an institution that has been creating and keeping Caribbean folklore alive in Quebec, and they are none other than WestCan Folk Performing Company of Montreal. Today at 5 o'clock, that's in 7 minutes, join them on YouTube. And when you get to YouTube, just search WestCan Folk. That's WESTCANFOLK, and see their mini documentary on the preservation of West Indian Caribbean culture in Quebec. Notables will be speaking, and this is out of a year-long project with seniors and community groups around Montreal. So check them out and share. Back to the music, Ronnie.
Yes, Sister P. You caught me off guard there a bit. But guess what? I have something nice queue up for you. Let's see if you like this one. Boy.
Sister Pick, boy.
Keep talking, Sister P. Let me find
out. Ah boy is a fashion
keep
brand
talking,
line.
Let me see if I can
for
find
a set of Montreal DJs that have a whole bunch of baby clothing and hoodies called Oh Boy. That's DJ Drew, Skiz, DJ Nicholas. They have been doing, oh boy. What started out as live on-air music has resulted into a lifestyle brand where all sorts of people around Canada and the Caribbean have been wearing, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So check them out. Want to send my love to Helen Baptiste. Memories don't fade like people do. How about I tell you that? Right, as well as also on the 8th of January, 4 years ago, that was the day that we lost Fluxy. It was a Sunday. Memories don't fade like people do. Yeah, I tell you, it's been going and going and going, right? So keep it going. Life is for living and remembering and going forward. Propel yourself in motion. That's enough talking?
Yes, Sister Pia, I'm right here.
You want me to do the alphabet? I could do the alphabet, you know.
Nah, you're good.
Okay, I've been doing the alphabet. I'm playing with toys with Kimani. Sir Kimani? Oh, yes, the alphabet. He keeps mixing up banana, B for banana and A for apple. I don't know how you can mix that up, but anyways.
New invention, it's called a blood apple.
I'm Say